Hi, I'm Mike Dilk and you're listening to the Relax Back UK show, the show that explores all kinds of health topics relevant to you, your family and your friends. Each week I talk to expert guests from a range of backgrounds to inform and entertain you. So please do join the Relax Back UK family and stay tuned.
Hi, and thank you for joining me on the Relax Back UK show. Great show today, but before we start, I want to remind you about the Backup Chair. If you or any of your work colleagues are worried about your posture or suffering from back pain, you will know how awful it can be, the pain of back pain. The Backup Chair has helped hundreds deal with the horrors of back pain and poor posture. So go to my website, relaxbackuk.com, to find out more and arrange a free trial. Now, the guest today is Dr. Zoe Williams, and the topic is smoking, nicotine, and ways to rid yourself of needing both.
Smoking increases your risk, significantly increases your risk of heart disease, of certain types of cancer, of mental health problems. You know, they cause inflammation in the brain, type 2 diabetes, a lot of the diseases, hypertension, high blood pressure. So the tobacco is the thing that is the big concern. And that's why getting people away from cigarettes is the ultimate goal.
Cigarettes are definitely very bad for you, but are the alternative such as vapes really better?
The ones that are sold legally in the shops are quite tightly regulated. But we know, especially with young people, they are buying vapes that aren't regulated. They're buying them on, I don't know if it'd be classed as, I guess it's the black market. And that means they're inhaling something into their bodies and there's no real idea what they're inhaling.
We address the issues of vapes, who they're marketed to, all kinds of stuff, and other ways of taking nicotine. So please do stay tuned for a great show. Thank you.
This show is cool.
Right, so my guest today is Dr. Zoe Williams. And the topic is a lifestyle one, generally about smoking and vaping, that sort of thing. But Zoe, for a couple of years, you and your family, you've experienced a slightly different sort of lifestyle, which when you've spoken about it in the past, I have to say I've been somewhat jealous. Can tell us how that's gone and what it was and how it's gone.
Well, can you believe, Mike, we've been back in the UK now for almost a year, because my little one started school in September, he's four. But because he was starting school, we took, best part of 2 years, an opportunity that we had to spend some time living outside of the UK. So because we don't have the right to remain in Europe for longer than 3 months at a time or anywhere else in the world, actually, we sort of just leaned into that and we moved every 3 months to a different place. So we had 3 months in Tenerife, 3 months in Tunisia, strategically moving in and out of the EU. 3 months back here, actually, on the Isle of Wight. And then 3 months in Cyprus, 3 months in South Africa for the grand finale. And
How cool is that? So did the whole family enjoy it? Was it a good experience?
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. So my little boy was in nursery wherever we were because we were still doing our jobs, as much of our jobs as we could do remotely. So it wasn't a holiday. But yeah, I think with the world in which it's changing and bringing up children these days, you know, he's in school and he's having a British education. But you do just wonder how much of that is going to be of value. And I do think that some of the best things we can be teaching children these days are adaptability and resilience. We're back now.
Good. Well, welcome back. And I will remain jealous of your sort of two years of globetrotting, what have you. We should get on with the topic. The topic really is sort of smoking and vaping, which essentially all that kind of thing. It's a way of taking nicotine, isn't it? Getting nicotine into your body. So I thought a good first question might be, is nicotine itself actually a dangerous substance? Is it bad for us?
I think the main issue with nicotine itself, the main problem is that it's addictive. And even if people have managed to stop smoking, which is extremely harmful, wherever they're getting that nicotine from, they're still not free from that dependence and that addiction. So this campaign that I'm supporting, the Total Quit campaign, is really about, while still continuing to support people to stop smoking and that being a huge priority, and them using other ways to get nicotine in order to move them away from cigarettes, we should be starting to have a conversation also about how do we support people to be free of nicotine completely when the time is right for them. There's sort of some new figures out today which show for the first time there are more people using e-cigarettes in this country than smoking, which is
right.
Thing, because that means
Yeah.
it's lowest smoking rates that have ever been recorded, which is fantastic. And it's the tobacco in smoke in cigarettes that causes the heart disease and causes cancer. But with vaping rates so high, even for those who are using vapes to come off cigarettes, that's a good thing if it's helping. But there should be a plan somewhere down the line to help support them.
Okay.
Being
Yeah.
free.
So I mean, really, for years, smoking has been the preferred option of getting nicotine into the body. But you're saying now that's kind of changed. You said there's a report. Have you got any numbers, any statistics?
Yeah, so the current report shows that there are 4.9 million people smoking in the UK and 5.4 million people using e-cigarettes. So
Okay.
it's the first time that e-cigarette use has overtaken smoking. But I think one of the big concerns around that is that we know a substantial number of those people vaping are not ex-smokers.
Yeah.
They're people who've never smoked. And it also shows that one in five children between the ages of 11 and 17 have tried vaping as well. So, you know, whilst vaping is a tool to come off cigarettes, is okay, but there should be a plan to stop it.
Yeah, well, I've got some stuff to say on that, actually, because so my children are a bit older than yours. My daughter, she's 21 now, but a few years ago, you know, we kind of had this vaping discussion, and one of the things she said, which utterly amazed me, I could not believe it. She's when she was like 15 or 16, and if we went on a school trip somewhere, they'd go on a coach. And she said on the back of the seats on the coach, there were adverts for vapes.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? So you know, they knew a large part of the use of these coaches were going to be taking kids on school trips, yet these ads were there.
Yeah.
So I found that extraordinary. And
yeah.
Another thing, which I still find, well, pretty annoying and irritating, actually, is the names of these things. So if they are aimed at helping smokers give up, you know,
yeah.
You would have thought the flavour would be tobacco, and they
yeah.
might be called something like grizzled old smoker, you know.
Yeah.
But these things are not aimed at 50-year-old, not people like me, you know, old people like me trying to give up smoking, not that I'm a smoker. They're so obviously aimed at teenagers, aren't they? You know, the flavours, strawberry, raspberry, blackcurrant. I had a little Google before we chatted. And also the names of the producers, you know, Vampire Vape.
Yeah.
You know, these are not aimed at people like us, are they? They're aimed at teenagers.
No. And I think this Total Quit campaign, that is one of the big focuses actually is around lobbying government to tighten up the restrictions around how these vapes can be marketed. Because you go into a shop now, cigarettes are out of plain sight. They can't be advertised, and rightly so. Yet the opposite is true for the vapes. You'll see right at the front of the counter where you have to go to pay. That's where you see them, either behind the counter or sometimes on the counter behind a plastic screen. And they're all bright colours. They're fruity flavours. You know, I did a bit of research myself. I went and had a look the other day and I saw bubblegum, Vimto, cola. Like you say, they're not trying to attract.
Yeah. And I'm not a marketing expert. You know, and if I can tell, you know, if it's obvious to us that these
yeah.
things are aimed at teenagers, you know, it really should be obvious to absolutely everyone, and something should be done about it. Actually, I don't even know the age you're allowed to buy vapes. Actually,
18.
I'm not even sure of cigarettes now. What is it?
18.
Is it the same for cigarettes?
I think so.
Because I'm sure when I was a teenager, it was 16.
Was, yeah, it used to be 16. It was increased to 18. I'm going to check in case it's 12, because there's this new legislation means that the age is going to increase year on year on year, isn't it? So that eventually Nobody will be allowed to buy cigarettes. Let me just have a quick look. So you must be 18 years old to legally buy cigarettes, tobacco products, and e-cigarettes in the UK, and it's illegal for shops to sell these products to anyone under 18. Okay, so it must be yet to come, but yeah, it used to be 16. I know it was 16 when I was young. It's
Yeah.
increased.
All right. Well, look. Let's get on to vapes. They're saying that
I
they're
found it. Sorry to interrupt
okay.
you.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
The bill, the Smoke-Free Generation Bill, includes a new law to stop children who turn 15 this year or younger from ever legally being sold cigarettes or tobacco products.
Okay.
And that was in 2024. So yeah, I knew there was something in place that means there's new legislation that one day will reach a point where it's illegal to anyone for anyone to buy cigarettes. So they'll have to stop smelling them and
That's
selling
another way of getting
them.
nicotine inside you.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
The station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, so look, tell us a little bit about this. So the idea being that vapes are less bad for you. So how do they differ and why are they less bad for you? Because you're still getting clouds of something into your lungs, aren't you?
Yeah, so if we break it down a little bit, smoking tobacco products such as cigarettes. The tobacco contains all these harmful substances that you mentioned. Smoking increases your risk, significantly increases your risk of heart disease, of certain types of cancer, of mental health problems. You know, they cause inflammation in the brain, type 2 diabetes, a lot of the diseases, hypertension, high blood pressure. So the tobacco is the thing that is the big concern. And that's why getting people away from cigarettes is the ultimate goal. Now, the vapes contain nicotine, and that's a concern because nicotine's an addictive substance, and anybody having any form of addiction or dependence is bad for their health, it's bad for their wallet. And also there's, I think one something people sometimes think that nicotine, getting a fix of nicotine helps manage anxiety. But in some ways, the opposite is true. So whilst you might initially get a bit of a sense of relief when you first get that hit, as the amount of nicotine in your system comes down and you start to get a decline, it can actually exacerbate and increase anxiety. So the NHS sort of says that stopping smoking is actually mood boosting and good for your mental health as well. And then, as you mentioned, there's the other products that are in the vapes. Now, the ones that are sold legally in the shops are quite tightly regulated. But we know, especially with young people, they are buying vapes that aren't regulated. They're buying them on, I don't know if it'd be classed as, I guess it's the black market. And that means they're inhaling something into their bodies and there's no real idea what they're inhaling. So
Right.
that's another concern.
Actually, a while ago, was this in the States or was it in the UK? A couple of years ago, the teenagers were dying. There were a couple of instances where, was it, I think it was mainly teenagers were actually dying after trying vaping.
Yeah, so a severe reaction in the lungs. And I agree. I think those stories seem to have gone away, which doesn't mean it's not happening, but they're less prominent perhaps. So yeah, these rare incidences where people have a severe lung disease caused from vaping. But you know, as we now know that there are 5.4 million people vaping, these occurrences are extremely rare. So therefore the messaging around smoking versus vaping, you know, it's, we can still deliver that message very confidently that vaping is less dangerous than smoking, but is.
Although having said that, one of the things I thought was, people have been smoking for hundreds of years, and okay, and it took a while for us to figure out that it was quite bad for us. Is with the vaping, are we not sort of running a large experiment with the population here?
I think.
Because maybe we just don't know, because this hasn't been around for that long, really. So there could be long-term effects just not known about at the minute.
Yeah, I think that's really valid, and it's a big concern that a lot of people have is, you know, over the course of 50 years, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, what input could they have? There's still definitely a question mark of unknown. But I think there's still that when you draw that comparison between the unknown and the very much known impact of smoking, all of the sort of respectable World Health Organization, NHS, the government, the OHID, all of the sort of respectable health organisations and all of the available evidences put together, I think that statement, I do back that statement that vaping as a way of coming off cigarettes is a valid tool, but it shouldn't be a permanent solution. For some people, it might be, and it's better than smoking. But I think our assumption should be that we should be encouraging people to eventually set a plan to be nicotine free as well as tobacco free.
Are vapes cheaper than cigarettes? I know cigarettes are extraordinarily expensive now, but are vapes cheaper?
I mean, I'm not a massive expert when it comes to the consuming of these products, but I know that I don't know
Do
how.
you mean not anymore? Have you smoked in your past, in your hedonistic medical student days, were you a smoker?
I think there's that conception, isn't there, that medical students are not angels. We're human beings like everybody else, and we may also, you know, within our university days, expose ourselves to things that we don't live perfect lives. But I think, yeah, without being a consumer expert, I think they are. I mean, it depends how many you use, but I know the price of cigarettes, I don't know how much a packet of cigarettes costs now, but I know the price has gone up hugely. I think, I don't know if it's £20 or something now for a packet of cigarettes, £1 per cigarette. And I think the vapes cost, I don't know, maybe are they more closer to sort of £10 or something like that. So I think maybe it is cheaper, but they're still
Right.
not cheap.
No, absolutely.
Still money that could be better spent elsewhere.
I did have a bit of a plan myself, actually, to help with the lack of to help curb the vape smoking, because, well, so your child is still a bit younger. I said I've got one teenager and one a bit older, and if I start to try and have these sorts of discussions with them, they can recoil a little bit, and so I thought, all right, vape shops, they should be manned by dads, really. Their dads are only allowed to run them, and if a teen starts to come in, they can start a discussion about, I don't know, prostate or something like that, or possibly start some dad dancing, and then only the very bravest teens will come in and buy these things, and it overnight it will pretty much stop.
I'll make sure that your suggestion is forwarded to the Total Quit team for consideration on their next campaign.
But there is a plan to kind of stop. We're talking this thing that's been put forward by Kenvue. Now, what's that about? What's actually happening to try and stop people reduce nicotine intake?
Yeah, so I think the main things they're calling for are one is ensuring that there is support for people who want to become nicotine free. The government have got really ambitious and really commendable plans to reduce both smoking and nicotine use in this country. But for that to succeed, we need to ensure that the support is available, that we have excellent stop smoking services available to people. And if people engage with their local stop smoking service when it comes to smoking, they're three times more likely to be successful at quitting. So we
Right.
need to ensure that similar support is available for
Are we
people.
talking NHS here?
So free support. So we need to make sure that similar support is available for people who are wanting to make that total quit for more nicotine products in order to achieve success. So that's one of the big strategies. And I think, just talking about this total quit more and more, because it's quite a new conversation, is an important part of that. And the second one is around lobbying government to make vaping less attractive to people who are not smokers. So the stuff we've talked about, restrictions around how these things can be marketed, and make that we're not actually encouraging people, enticing people, especially children, into a world of using nicotine.
A while ago, probably quite a while ago now, there was a lot of talk in the kind of helping people give up patches. There were patches, nicotine patches, and gum, that sort of thing. Do people still use those things?
So there's a wide range of tools that are available, and through this is why using a local stop smoking service is such a good idea, because then that advice can be tailored to you as an individual. The types of things that a stop smoking service will do is help you identify the reasons you smoke and the triggers, so that you can start to, put other things in place instead of smoking. They'll help you come up with a stop date. They'll help you how to garner the help and support from friends and family. But also, there's a whole range of tools such as nicotine replacement, talking therapy, medications, as well as vapes, that can help pe bring people away from cigarettes. So, all of these tools are available, but finding the tool that's going to work best for you can sometimes be achieved better if you've got that professional support.
Okay. Let me ask another question, which is potentially a little bit unfair. I know Kenvue is having this big push to help people stop smoking and, use different ways of getting nicotine, other than cigarettes, et cetera, et cetera. And, this is a very good thing. I am behind this. I'm up for it. But they do produce patches and gum, don't they? So there's a kind of weird thing going on here. They're trying to get everyone to stop using nicotine, yet they produce some of the things that people can get nicotine into their body with.
So it's kind of, I understand what you're saying. It's almost counterintuitive in a way, because this campaign is very much about continuing to support people to stop smoking, but also getting people to be free from all nicotine products, including the ones that they produce. So this campaign is definitely not about sales. It's about raising awareness of the issues around long-term use of nicotine, whatever form that comes in, and making sure that people are supported to achieve a total quit. So it's almost a bit counterintuitive. I hear what you're saying, that they would want to do that, but that's what this campaign is about.
Okay. So, right, if people are listening and they are using nicotine of whatever sort, and they're thinking, right, now I am going to stop doing this, but I need some help. Where should they go? Should they Google NHS stop quitting, stop smoking, or what's the best thing for them to do?
So go online and reach out to your local stop smoking services via the NHS. There's an app. Speak to your pharmacist and they can signpost you. Often they deliver smoking cessation services. Ask the receptionist at your GP surgery, or see, sometimes they have it in-house, but again, they can signpost you. Wherever you are in the country, there are local stop smoking services that will welcome you. You can often engage with them either in person or online, whatever suits you best. And I think it's around getting that bespoke support for you, rather than generalized support, and utilizing the tools that are available to you. So however you want, you can go online, that's probably the easiest way, and search for your local stop smoking service.
Thank you very much to Dr. Zoe Williams for coming on to talk about all things nicotine. Thank you to you for listening. Please remember to buy my book. It's called Cut the Crap, Ask the Questions That Matter About Your Health, and it's available on Amazon. It features many of the previous guests on the Relax Back UK show, and it aims at getting the reader to ask questions of themselves and of their health professional about their health so that they can improve their health. It's called Cut the Crap, Ask the Questions That Matter About Your Health, and it's available on Amazon. So please do have a healthy week. Until next week.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Thanks for listening to the Relax Back UK show. Join me, Mike Dilk, again next week for more fascinating interviews and chat. If you're listening to the podcast version, please subscribe, like, and share it with your family and friends. And have a healthy week. Until next week.